T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Friday, what's up, upstate South Carolina? Hello to you, and how do you do? Great to be with you. The Rob Brown Show is right here on your radio. This is ESPN Upstate. How's it shaking, y'all? Good to be with you once again. I am, of course, Rob Brown. Hit him with it, Diesel.
Stick to sports.
Yeah, buddy, that's what we do here on the show, and you know this, man, sticking to sports for 3 hours, it's how we roll. Great to be with you on a beautiful upstate Friday afternoon, temps in the 50s, skies are blue, not a cloud in them, the leaves are falling from the trees, and Diesel, this is my first fall where I'm in a place where the leaves actually fall from the tree. I've always been around pine trees, right? Pine trees and palms, which don't really shed in the winter and the fall. This is the first time I've ever been around a place where the leaves fall from the tree. And oh my God, how much yard work do y'all have to do in the fall?
It's never ending.
Seriously.
But all my leaves are down. I'm good with it now. Dude. All my leaves are down. My maple tree is completely bare.
Good for you. I'm listen, there are some limited reasons why it is good to live in an apartment instead of a house. And one of them is I am looking at my backyard right now. It's like a common area between the two buildings in my complex. Looking between the two buildings, yesterday the maintenance crew came out and blew up the leaves and then bagged them and cleaned off our little common area. Today, you'd have never known there was anybody there at all. They're like shin height across the yard. And so this morning, usually in the morning before I really get down to finishing up my show prep, I'll go take a walk outside around the complex. There's a little pond down at the end of it. So I'll walk down to the pond and just kind of hang out, get some fresh air every morning. You know, you got to get you guys started with some fresh air and some sunshine. So I walk down there. And there's a girl that lives, I guess, in the other building, and she's down there, and she's just kind of kicking around the leaves. And I was like, oh, man, like, it's crazy to me how high these leaves are to think that they just did them yesterday. I was like, man, if I owned a house, I wouldn't even come pick up the leaves because the next day it's like you never did it. And she looks at me, Diesel, and in the same tone of voice, without breaking her look down at the pond, she goes, well, then there'd be twice as many leaves. Thank you, ma'am. I appreciate your contribution to this conversation.
I want to know why you've got a pond and you never told me about it.
It's not a fishing pond.
It's a retention pond.
Yeah, I mean, there's nothing to catch in there. Except the geese are back.
Maybe some garbage.
So that's
garbage.
Cool. Yeah, might be maybe. Maybe I'm sure there's one or two people in this apartment who it's easier for them to just chunk their cans into the retention pond than to go all the way across the parking lot to the trash. But yeah, I try to engage in a polite conversation with this young lady. I'm like, man, I would never do my yard work if there were this many leaves. It's like you never did it.
Well, then there would be twice as many leaves.
Ah, well, that makes sense. Thank you, detective. I appreciate that. Anyway, how's your day been? 844-GSP. ESPN is the number. 844 877-3776 is the number to be a part of the program. Shoot us a text at 71307, 71307. Start your text with ESPN. Start your text with ESPN so it filters through to Diesel and I. Tweet us all at The Rob Brown Show, at Diesel on Radio, at ESPN Upstate. All of those are ways for you to get in touch with us here on the broadcast. We hope you'll take advantage of it at The Rob Brown Show, at Diesel on Radio, at ESPN Upstate. Going to be a busy day, obviously. Going to take a look through our college football schedule, give you our picks, predictions, prognostications, and the like. We'll do the same with the National Football League, but there are plenty of other stories to get to and talk about, which makes it as good a time as any, Diesel, to open up the show with that little thing we do.
The lunch breakdown.
That is the little thing we do. The lunch breakdown, the three things you have to know before you start talking sports with your friends, family, coworkers, or the wall. Let's jump into it. The guy who is making the argument to be called the best in the game is now the best in the game. That is right. After his Hail Mary catch last Sunday, DeAndre Hopkins has now been introduced as the most recent member of the elusive 99 club in Madden. The former Clemson Tiger is now one of only a handful of players all time to be awarded a 99 overall rating in Madden. Leading into last week's game, he was a 98 in the updated scoring, but after his late game heroics, snatching a 43-yard Hail Mary out of the air off the hands of Kyler Murray, the kid they call Nuke is now on his way to the 99 club. He got his official tweet and his entry earlier in the week. The 99 club right now is inhabited only by a handful of other active players in the league. Aaron Donald, Stephon Gilmore, Patty Mahomes, Christian McCaffrey, Michael Thomas, the only other receiver in the game right now, and Russell Wilson. The four-time Pro Bowler seemed appreciative of the honor, tweeting out, "It's up," when he threw it out there. The newest member of the Madden 2021 99 club, former Clemson wide receiver, turned Houston Texan, turned Arizona Cardinal. DeAndre Hopkins now is also, by the way, just because, I mean, this stat's less important, but still important, the youngest player in NFL history to reach 700 receptions. He is 28 years, 166 days, and did it some 250 days earlier in his lifetime than the guy who currently held the, well, I guess now previously held the record, his own teammate, Larry Fitzgerald. D-Hop right now is smoking the show in the 99 club and the youngest to reach 700 receptions all time in the National Football League. Keeping it right here in the league for item number two. It was announced yesterday that the NFL is placing all teams in intensive protocol starting Saturday to mitigate the risk of COVID-19 as the number of cases around the country continues to escalate. As of Saturday morning, use of masks will be mandatory at all team facilities, including during practice and in the weight room. Meetings must be held either virtually or in the largest indoor space with approval by the league. Meals have to be made available for grab and go to avoid players and staff congregating in cafeterias, and time spent in the locker room must now also be limited. Clubs operating under the intensive protocols have reduced close contacts by more than 50% since the fifth week of the regular season, according to a memo obtained by the AP sent from NFL Commissioner Roger Goodell earlier in the week. In that memo, Goodell says, quote, "The sustained reductions and the resulting health and safety benefits make it appropriate to implement the intensive protocols on a mandatory league-wide basis." So far, of 32 teams in the league, 28 of them have already entered intensive protocol at some point. 16 of them have entered it more than once. Goodell wrote, quote, "The upcoming holidays, beginning with Thanksgiving next week, will introduce new risk of exposure that we need to address now. because we have a highly sophisticated program of daily testing. We know when the virus enters our facilities, which underscores the importance of contact tracing and other steps to minimize close contacts with a facility. Recent experience has highlighted the importance of minimizing a high-risk close contact. On multiple occasions, we have seen individuals identified on that basis test positive within a short time. We have also seen many instances in which effective action by clubs to minimize these close contacts prevented the virus from spreading within the club and avoided players or coaches being ruled out of practices or games. The NFL said earlier this week that there were 17 new confirmed positives amongst players and 35 amongst other personnel during the week of testing that lasted November 8th through 14th, which brought the league's total to now 95 players and 175 other personnel since the 1st of August. The biggest motivator, according to Roger Goodell, he said, quote, "The biggest motivator I find when we talk to the clubs about this is simply if they are not in compliance." This is Jeff Miller, the league's executive vice president of communications. "The biggest motivator I find when we talk to the clubs about this is simply that if they are not in compliance with the protocols from a mask-wearing perspective or from some reason somebody forgot their device or something like that, they're much more likely to be identified as a high-risk close contact than they would otherwise," end quote. So, look, it's very simple. The league understands the dangers. The league understands what happens if they end up in spots where players are unable to go, where coaches are unable to be on the field. They understand the issues that come along with this situation as is, and they are trying to carve that out and fix it. Will it work? Hopefully, because we'd like to finish the season, but we won't know until later on in the season. We are keeping an eye on it, though. Now, that being said, we move on to item number three. Interesting statistical probabilities that may have ACC and SEC fans potentially rooting for a few Big Ten underdogs this weekend. What am I talking about here? Well, there is a football matchup in the Big Ten between Indiana and Northwestern that comes this weekend. And there's a big question about whether those teams should be taken seriously in the playoff predictions. As of right now, ESPN's All-State Playoff Predictor says no. Those two teams, undefeated, currently have a 3% and a 2% chance to reach the playoff, respectively, which is bad news for those schools. But the good news is that they're both just a win away from being teams with a long shot at the playoffs, but a much better long shot than they have now. If they both win this weekend, then each becomes a contender with a little with a legitimate chance. The problem is that both of these underdogs are taking on juggernauts. So, Northwestern has Wisconsin this weekend. If they are able to knock off the Badgers, they would then move up to having an 18% chance of making the playoffs. A win for Indiana over Ohio State would move the Hoosiers to a 10% chance. The reason Indiana's chances with a win Saturday are lower than Northwestern's has nothing to do with quality and everything to do with the fact that the Indiana Hoosiers still have the Badgers later on in the season. A loss to Wisconsin in December would be irrelevant to Indiana's divisional chances should it win all of its other games, including against OSU on Saturday, but it would still hurt the Hoosiers' playoff shot because their spot as a one-loss champion is far from guaranteed. The problem for the Hoosiers and Wildcats is that if either wins alone, if one wins and the other falls, they're still staring at a likely matchup with Wisconsin or Ohio State in the Big Ten championship game. But if either one of those two clubs if both of those two clubs are able to win, then they may very well face each other again at the end of the year if they can win out. And it drastically, A, improves their odds to make it in the playoffs, but B, drastically reduces the Big Ten's chances of getting two teams into the playoffs. As of right now, Ohio State and Wisconsin both have inside tracks to get where they want to get. But if either one of these underdog teams wins, the Big Ten's chances of getting two teams in drops from over 26% to under 17%, or if Indiana wins, under 12% to get in. But The reason this is interesting to the SEC and the ACC is this. The SEC would have a 19% shot at multiple teams in the playoff with Ohio State and Wisconsin victories, but if the two underdog wins, that number jumps to 28%. They have a better than 1 in 4 chance of having two teams in the playoffs, even with the way the league is shaped up right now, if both underdogs win. The ACC right now has a 9% chance at having multiple playoff teams in the former scenario, 16% chance if both underdog wins. The Pac-12's chance of having a team reach the playoff jumps from 36 to 43%, which means that if you are a fan of Oregon, Clemson, Texas A&M, Alabama, Florida, any of them, you are absolutely rooting for a pair of underdogs coming up this weekend. We'll break that down further later on in the show. 844-GSP-ESPN is the number. Text us at 71307. I had a conversation last night with a P1 on the program. And I want to talk to you guys a little bit about this show because of some comments that he made and some comments that I heard texting in about me on the Mark Ryan Show, Offsides. I'll talk to you about that when we come back on the Rob Brown Show.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
This is ESPN Up. The Rob Brown Show back on your radio. This is ESPN Upstate. Rob and Diesel with you here on a beautiful Upstate Friday afternoon. Thanks for spending your time with us. Thanks for letting us spend our time with you. We're glad to have you along for the ride. I want to talk a little bit about the show itself and what Diesel and I do and try to accomplish here on the radio broadcast. I think it is important for you all to know that you have ownership in this show as well. We do this show for you guys. We do this show to entertain you. And without you, there would be no show. So yesterday, first, I can't do anything about the way I sound. All right. Yesterday, it was either yesterday or the day before. I've been up there in the studio doing some training and listening to Mark's show while I'm listening to Offsides with Mark, Ryan, and Lonzo. While I have been pulling it together. So as I am listening to Mark's show earlier in the day, earlier in the week, I should say, somebody starts talking about, Zoe takes a run at Colin Cowherd. Colin Cowherd is Mark Ryan's hero. That's his favorite dude on the radio. And Zoe's not a big fan. Well, a listener texts into the show. A listener texts into the show and says to him, "I listen to Colin Cowherd not because I like him, but because Rob Brown's voice is grating and I can't stand him." So, sorry, that's just how I sound. I can't do anything about that. I talk how I talk, all right? But I found something very interesting, and our buddy Keegan, who is one of our P1s here on the show, one of our Rob Brown Show VIPs, Keegan texted in last night, well, I guess tweeted me last night, and we had kind of a laugh, because Mark Ryan and I have come to the same opinion regarding the Hugh Freeze potential hire at South Carolina. which is neither one of us would sign off on it. Neither one of us would go for it. Both of us feel that the list of names that we would put into play, Hugh Freeze might be on the list of names, but he is far from the top of the list of names. We are looking at Billy Napier, both. And again, we came to these conclusions independently of each other, right? Mark and I did not discuss this. We don't really spend all that much time talking to each other about what we are going to talk about on our individual shows. Now, we reply to each other. We respond to each other. Things that Mark says on his show will be brought up on my show and vice versa. But we don't show prep together. We don't talk, oh, I'm going to talk about this and I'm going to say that. No, it's just, hey, man, we listen to each other's shows the same way that you guys do and react the same way that you guys do. It's just we have our own shows to respond the next day. Very fortunate. But somebody said, why is it that Mark Ryan is getting a bunch more hate than you are about this Hugh Freeze thing than you are? And I didn't understand what he meant by that. Well, yesterday, Mark Ryan had a dear friend of mine, Rachel Barbeau. I used to work with Rachel. We used to have shows that butted up against each other on the same station down in Florida. We both worked for a network that was based out of Destin, Florida, broadcasted from Mobile all the way over to Panama City. And Rachel and I have been friends for years, a couple of years now. But, you know, we don't always see eye to eye on everything. She's a wonderful, wonderful person who's doing incredible things with her Change the Narrative program. Phenomenal person. But we don't always see eye to eye on everything. So, anyway, he had Rachel on. Rachel is a close friend of Hugh Freeze. She met Hugh Freeze before the bombshell got dropped at Ole Miss. She fully believes that Hugh Freeze recognizes his mistakes. He fully recognizes that Hugh Freeze has owned up to them, feels that he's a changed person, that he's better off, etc. Mark Ryan has been getting the hell beat out of him because he said that he would not sign off on Hugh Freeze, which is weird to me because I've said the same thing. And it has nothing to do with attacking Hugh Freeze or being disrespectful to Hugh Freeze. In fact, last night, Hugh Freeze responded to Mark Ryan. Mark tweeted out, quote, Hugh Freeze would be a C hire. I believe in second chances, but I have a hard time believing he's doing things on the up and up given the track record. And presenting a false front, telling us you're one thing, Bible verses, and doing the opposite, escorts, is a no-go for me. Hugh Freeze replied to Mark Ryan and said, hang in there, Ryan, end quote. Now, couple of things that I take away from that. The one thing that Mark Ryan and I disagree on is that I'm not spending any time thinking about whether or not Hugh Freeze is doing things on the up and up. That's irrelevant to me. I can't know either way. And I don't say I know a guy's heart. Never have, never will. I don't know if he's doing things on the up and up or not. What I do know is that in the past, he hasn't. And while he hasn't been doing things on the up and up, he was speaking and acting exactly the same as he does at Liberty University. I hope he's on the up and up. I hope his issues are in the past. I've said that multiple times this week since the story broke, that they were on the search for the new head coach in Columbia. What I will say is, and I've said this a couple of times, I would not bet my football program on it. And that's not anything personal at all. But I wouldn't bet my program on it, right? If I came on the air and I said, hey, Diesel, I've given up booze and swearing for good. I've officially given up booze and swearing. Diesel might believe me, but Diesel, would you bet your next paycheck that Rob Brown doesn't drink or swear between now and the end of the month?
Hell no.
No. Of course not. Doesn't mean he wouldn't believe me. Doesn't mean he wouldn't support me if I said, hey, I'm trying to give up booze and swearing, and I need your support. I need you to not drink or cuss around me. He would even go so far as to support me. He wouldn't, but for the sake of the conversation, you get my point. But what he wouldn't do is bet the paycheck that I would make it. And that's not saying, well, Rob's a bad person. Or Rob isn't capable of it. It's just saying there's spots where you got to bet a lot. There's spots where you got to put your butt on the line. And if you're the administration at South Carolina, your butt goes on the line. Again, I'm not going to sit here and try to say that I know Hugh Freeze and I know that he's on the up and up. Like, I'm not at all. I'm just saying I wouldn't bet my paycheck on it. I wouldn't bet my paycheck on it. And it's that simple. Now, since then, people have been throwing up Bible verses at Mark Ryan about forgiveness and allowing people to change and all that. And I want you to know, yes, I agree with you. I come at it from a different point of view. But I am all about forgiveness. And I am all about second chances. I have been given multiple second chances in my lifetime. I wouldn't be where I am if it wasn't for second chances after mistakes I've made. Like a lot of them. I'm all for second chances. I'm glad Coach Freeze got his. I hope he is sincere. I hope that he is genuine. I hope that he is honest. I hope that all of these things that he claims to be are legitimate. I genuinely do. But if I asked you, would you bet $17 million of your own money a year on it? If I asked you to put a multi-year paycheck on the line for it, would you take it? If you say, yeah, great. Good for you. But I wouldn't bet my program on it. I wouldn't bet money on it. I think that there is some blurred line that is taking form right now. And that line gets blurred between giving a job and showing grace and forgiveness and mercy. Those two things are not a flat circle, right? Those are two different things. I can absolutely forgive Hugh Freeze. I'll give you another perfect example. Tiger Woods. When Tiger went through what Tiger was going through, as far as I was concerned, Tiger Woods made one mistake. The one mistake Tiger Woods made was making a lifelong commitment to his wife and betraying her. Had Tiger Woods never gotten married, I wouldn't have cared about anything Tiger Woods was doing. If Tiger Woods wants to be a multimillionaire, good-looking, rich, professional athlete with a billion-dollar smile and wants to go sleep around with a bunch of Perkins waitresses, live your best life, Tiger. I don't care. That's your call, man. Go bananas. Where Tiger crossed the line was that Tiger made a lifelong commitment and a promise to a woman that loved him and kids that loved him. And then he betrayed her. That's my issue with Hugh Freeze. He made promises to his wife. He made promises to his university, and he betrayed them. Does that mean I can't forgive him? Absolutely not. Not that any of these people need my forgiveness. But I went from being a huge Tiger Woods stan. Like the dude that when I played golf with my buddies was out there on the course rocking the red polo shirt and the black slacks. Because even as a young man in my mid-20s, I wanted to be Tiger Woods. Who didn't, man? I dressed like him. I wanted to shape my game after him. Loved the guy. And then he betrayed a promise. Broke a lot of hearts, and I got off the Tiger Woods bandwagon. But Tiger has asked forgiveness, has done everything he said he was going to do to earn that forgiveness, and he's come back around. And I forgive him. But there's a difference between Tiger Woods and Hugh Freeze. And it's not character or transgressions or anything like that. The one difference is I don't have to invest anything in Tiger Woods. South Carolina's not looking for a new golf coach. If they were, I'd probably have questions about whether he was the right guy or not. Where we are coming from, Mark and I, in this case, not to lump us together, but it is what it is. Where we are coming from is, we are looking at the best interest of the University of South Carolina. We are looking at the best interest of the University of South Carolina. Mark Ryan and I don't have any will towards Hugh Freeze. I can tell you that honestly. I don't speak for Mark Ryan often, but I will here. Mark Ryan doesn't have any ill will towards Hugh Freeze. Neither do I. I wish him all the best. Good luck. But I am looking after the best interest of the University of South Carolina's football program here. And you are asking me to bet millions and millions of dollars and the reputation of that program, one that is already suffering, unfortunately, because of Will Muschamp, on Hugh Freeze being on the straight and narrow. I hope he is. I want him to be. Good for him if he is. But there is a difference between showing grace and forgiveness and mercy, all of which I don't care. I hope Hugh Freeze is straightened out. I really do. I hate that it cost him his dream job to get there, but I hope he's on the up and up. There's a difference between that, and I will bank and bet the future of my football program on him being there. I don't have to trust Hugh Freeze to forgive Hugh Freeze and want the best for him. Diesel, you ever had a chick cheat on you before?
Far as I know, no. But it's possible.
Good for you. I have. I caught a woman, literally in the act, caught a girl cheating on me once. In the act. And the next day, oh, it was a mistake. Please forgive me. Please forgive me. And it took a while. But I did forgive her. I really did. I hope she found whatever she was looking for in that tryst she had with that dude. I did forgive her. I have no ill will towards that woman at all. Diesel, you think I'd date that girl again?
Nope.
Mm-mm. No. Not at all. I forgive her. I don't care anymore. It's off my conscience. I forgive her. I'm good with it. Doesn't mean I'm going to invest another moment of my personal life in her or for her or with her. You see the difference? Quick break. Back after this on the Rob Brown Show. You're listening to ESPN Upstate. (844) 477-3776 is the number to chime into the broadcast today. Text us 71307. Start your text with ESPN. Tweet us at the Rob Brown Show. Tweet us at ESPN Upstate. Tweet Diesel at Diesel on Radio. 844-477-3776 is the number. At Plaid Falcon tweets into the show. He says, if you're Ray Tanner, would you bet your job and your future credibility on it? That's literally what I'm saying, right? Hugh Freeze deserves forgiveness. And he's working towards it. And you can see that. I don't have any issue with that. But working towards forgiveness does not mean that you deserve trust by default. As we pointed out, if you have ever been cheated on in a relationship, you know that feeling. That person can work as hard as they want. And it may have even just been a one-time mistake. Work as hard as they want. But it does not mean that they, by definition, deserve your trust. And it's the same situation here. I'll tell you this. When I am looking into a prospective relationship, if I found out that the person that I was looking at dating was a cheater in their past, that relationship comes off the table for me. It's not an option anymore. Doesn't mean that they weren't mistakes, doesn't mean that they shouldn't be forgiven, but it does not mean that they just automatically get my trust. And what it comes down to here, if you're Ray Tanner or whoever else is going to be making the decision at South Carolina, Hugh Freeze doesn't just get your trust because he's at Liberty University. Some of the least trustworthy people I have worked with in my life have also been some of the biggest outspoken religious people in my life. That's not a shot at religion. It just means that to me, if I got to put that much money on a qualifier, it's not an automatic qualifier of trust. Oh, well, he's a religious guy. Okay, cool, man. I've told y'all the story of the guy that I worked with in the past. He was too. Then he went to jail multiple times for lying and cheating and stealing. I'm simply saying trust is earned, not given. And it's earned person to person, entity to entity, right? If they decide to go with Hugh Freeze, cool. I hope that Hugh Freeze is straight. I hope it's on the up and up. But Mark is getting the hell beat out of him for saying basically that he's not in a spot where he trusts Hugh Freeze. And I don't understand why Mark is the bad guy for not just giving trust. If one of your buddies brought over a girl and said, hey, I really like this girl, man. I really like her. She's great. And then you found out that she cheated on the last three or four boyfriends she had dated. Diesel, what advice would you give your friend at that point?
Walk away.
Yeah. Duh. Duh. Of course. That's the right answer. And if your buddy decides, you know what, I think she's changed. She's earned my trust. I think she's changed. I'm going to keep dating her. After you try to talk her out of it, Diesel, and your buddy says, nope, I'm going to keep dating her anyway, what do you say to him at that point?
Good luck, I guess.
Yeah. Yeah. So South Carolina rolls the dice. I will say, good luck. I hope I'm wrong. I hope you're right. I hope it works out. I hope you guys are happy together. You have my back. I got your back. You have my support. You don't really have to stretch all that far to understand where Mark Ryan's coming from. Maybe. By bringing in and saying that, well, I think he'll do it again. I mean, maybe that's a line too far, but that's what trust is, right? When you don't trust someone, it doesn't mean you say, I think they will do those things. You're saying, I can't say that I know that they won't. It's real simple. If you're dating a chick that cheated on you and you say, I've forgiven her, but I don't trust her, you're not saying, I think she's going to cheat on me again. You're saying, I don't know for a fact that she won't. And there is a difference between those two positions. That's where I come from. 844-GSP-ESPN, 844-477-3776. Text is 71-307, 71-307. Start your text with ESPN. Panda says, I suppose you could say Hugh to South Carolina might get the freeze from upper management. Denial is a tough pill to swallow, along with being the largest river in Africa. Yeah, I mean, again, I forgive Hugh Freeze. Do I trust him? No. That's not a bad thing. I don't trust most people. I've been in this damn business too long to trust people. Our business, as is college football, is cutthroat as hell. Diesel, how many times you have had people that you've considered work friends that you realize afterwards were actively stabbing you in the back and smiling in your face while they did it?
It happens.
Yeah, it happens. Hell yeah, it happens. A lot. I promise you, most of the people I've worked with in radio have trust issues. We do. We have trust issues. I promise you. It is what it is. All right, let's do this. We got Alan on the line. Alan, you hold through the break for me, buddy. I'm going to get you right out of the break on the other side, but we got to take the break. We're back after this on the Rob Brown Show and ESPN Upstate. The Rob Brown Show rolls on. It's ESPN Upstate. To the phone lines we go. Alan wants to talk a little South Carolina ball. Alan, welcome to the Rob Brown Show. Appreciate you taking a couple of minutes, man. Great to have you.
Hey, what's up today, guys?
Another day in paradise, partner. I got about a minute and a half for you. Knock it out.
Well, I'm just going to say that this hire, in my opinion, is probably the biggest hire in the history of South Carolina football. If they get this one wrong, I don't know that they can recover.
I agree with you to a point. I mean, I think they can recover, but I think it'll take years. I really do. I think it'll take years.
We're talking about 10 or 15 years.
Yeah.
And to me, Hugh Freeze is not even completed one season. So he's 8-0, 7-0 at Liberty. But I would want to see that guy coach 3 or 4 years out of trouble before I would be willing to hire him for the South Carolina program, especially because, like I say, you've got to get this one right.
I agree with you. I think you're looking at 7-8 years to recover if you get the wrong one. I'm looking at what's happening down in Tallahassee right now, and I've said a couple of times that if you make a Willie Taggart hire here, you'll be in the same boat as FSU. I mean, I'm looking at FSU right now, and even if Mike Norvell was the right hire, which I don't know if he was or wasn't, FSU is probably still 5, 6, 7 years away from getting back to where they used to be if they do. And if Mike Norvell's not the guy, then they're 14, 15 years out from getting back to where they used to be. If they do, they may very well be in a Tennessee-Nebraska situation where we're 17 years from the last time Tennessee was relevant in the national discussion and still no course to success. So I agree with you, and that is part of the reason that I am so adamant about making sure that you bring in the right dude, that you bring in the guy that is the solution here, or at least gives you the best chance. This is a pivotal moment for South Carolina. This hire is the hire that is either going to put you up there where I think South Carolina, frankly, deserves to be. I got no reason to blow smoke at South Carolina. I've told y'all many times. I absolutely want South Carolina to do well. It benefits me and profits for me personally. I want y'all to do well. But I don't have any reason to kiss anybody's butt here in the upstate, right? I got this job without butt kissing, with the exception of the people who hired me. I'm going to tell you the truth and where I'm coming from as an outside observer. This is a pivotal hire. I believe that South Carolina is a top 20 job nationally. I absolutely do. But in order to take advantage of that, you got to put a top 20 guy into that position who knows how to work that. This is the most important hire in the history of South Carolina football. I believe that. Spurrier had you on a high. So that next coach, yeah, it was important. You're not on a high right now, which makes the next hire even more important. That's where I'm coming from. 1 hour in the books, two to go. The Rob Brown Show is here on a Friday. This is ESPN Upstate.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.